Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There's a mad dog. Joe Cocker bringing us back. Thank you for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's my website too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We also have a mobile site too, by the way. If you want to go to m.smallbusinessadvocate.com, you can find the mobile site, and you can actually make that an icon on your smartphone. And check it out. See what you think on your smartphone. I think you'll like it. And also, we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. Check that out, too. We got some videos up there and other content that I think will benefit you. So all that is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Chuck Cadillac is our guest, folks. Charles W. Cadillac, the author of Down 100,000, Fact or Fiction, the founder of Community of Liberty, contributor to Forbes.com. And other publications, and one of the smartest guys I know. Chuck, there's a lot of stuff going on in Europe right now that's I want you to talk to us about the connection of all that to the United States. One of the things that you've talked to us about many times and others have is the dual purpose of the Fed, which is for price stability, but also they had an employment mandate. Economic mandate. In Europe, they only had a price stability mandate, which was to hold down inflation, and that was by law, right? That was their statute. But they're starting to change that. They're bending those rules right now to try to get themselves out of this financial bind they're in, aren't they?
Well, yeah. In my view, I think the governing elite of Europe. Is basically here's their position. They want to create a legally binding way to force governments to more clearly balance their budgets, and in exchange, they want the European Central Bank to break its legally binding obligation to maintain price stability. So it tells you that they
and
are
price
what
stability. Price stability is another way of controlled inflation, right?
That's exactly right. Yes, and they're. By treaty, it's even more than a law. It was the Maastricht Treaty requires the European Central Bank to target prices only, and I think what that means, I don't know if this is in the treaty, but what it means is keeping the consumer price inflation at a rate of below 2%. And two is they're prohibited by law from buying directly any debt issued by governments. And, of course, they're trying to literally break the law. This would be fraught for any private enterprise trying to do. They want the European Central Bank to lend to the IMF so the IMF can on-lend to the government.
Isn't this what people went to jail at Enron for? Basically, by diverting money for those kind of purposes.
But I don't know. It wouldn't be exactly the same analogy, but it's close enough. It's close enough that basically. They're getting around, and these are the leaders of the countries that are advocating this in all the pundits. Why? Because they are at the end of the social welfare state. They're run out of money, and they're going to default. And the question is, the Greeks have already defaulted. What's interesting, Scott Brannis, who does the California Beach Pundit, has pointed out that markets have already marked down European sovereign debt over $1 trillion.
Wow.
Right? In other words, the Greek debt is trading at 25 cents in the dollar. The Italian debt, I think, is trading at about 90, 95 cents in the dollar. But if you add all that up, basically markets have already marked down the value of European sovereign debt to $1 trillion. The real problem is this, that the politicians have entangled the banks because politicians deem sovereign debt to be risk-free, and therefore banks do not have to hold any capital against their holding of sovereign debt. So banks loaded up on the sovereign debt, and the idea that in the end somebody would bail them out. Well, that someone is supposed to be the European Central Bank, but if they're going to bail them out, then they're going to just risk well, destroying the euro in the process.
For two or three generations, Europe has been enjoying a form of utopia to the extent that people who admired that and thought the United States should do more of it would actually throw it in my face when I talk about the fact that when I would say to them, Chuck, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when I would say to them, look, this is unsustainable. This behavior is unsustainable. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know what it's going to look like. But the chickens are going to come home to roost. The bill's going to come due on this utopia. And people were saying, oh, no, it's actually working over there. Well, Chuck, you said it a while ago. The bill has come due on utopia, and they don't have the money.
That's right. And actually, the one thing that will control government spending, which is, are the bond markets, when bond markets fail or individuals fail to, or decide to no longer lend to governments, then, in fact, they'll have to stop spending more than they take in revenue. The real problem now, however, is they've gone down an austerity path where they keep raising tax rates and getting less revenue, not recognizing they're in the what's called the prohibitive range of the Laffer curve, which is when you raise tax rates, you actually get less revenue because
that's what's going on right now. They've got the opposite.
That's what's going on.
They're creating the opposite of dynamic scoring, aren't they?
Yeah, well, there's a negative dynamic scoring. And when France, for example, announced that it was going to raise tax rates to help balance its budget, interest rates in France actually went up, and the risk is measured by the CDS market, which is where you can, which measures default risk, actually went up after they announced they were raising taxes to balance their budget.
Right.
So
when we come back,
interesting now is that governments have become the biggest source of systemic risk. Governments are now the source of systemic risk for the world.
Hold on to that thought. I'm gonna get Chuck to look into his crystal ball and tell us how this is all going to play out over the next year to 5 years and what that means to you and me and our small business. Chuck Cadlick is our guest. Charles W. Cadlick. The Community of Liberty is...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.